This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the morning bullpen show for a holiday week. I have a feeling that we're the only ones at work today.
The roads were very light this
morning. They were very light. Yeah. Not only that, but the parking garage, because we have 6 radio stations in our building. And so usually you see other people this time of the morning, that kind of stuff. And there was no one else in the parking garage.
We could run around naked.
Okay. I don't know that we want to go that far, but welcome to 4th of July week. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
We are still recovering from the 10,000 for the troops finale on Friday. That was amazing to be part of.
It was, but now I'm like 10,000 for the troops hungover.
It is kind of like a hangover,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, it is just a little bit. So, but we'll have a little fun with that. We'll give you a chance to play Mo. Mo Knows Country is coming up in just a few minutes here. Also, the 610 Amen. You have some good news you want to share? You share with us right now, 713-881-5500. But let's talk about the top things that are trending here in Texas this morning.
Number 3.
Brazoria County fire crews are working to extinguish a very large active fire at the National Wildlife Refuge near 227. Calls came in like 3 p.m. yesterday, so it's still actively burning from last we heard. But the fire marshal is telling people stay away from the area. Luckily, no homes are currently at risk, but we have multiple fire departments, Fish and Wildlife Services, everybody out there, and we know how hot it already is, and then they're dealing with that.
Well, I was surprised, though, because I feel like all it's done is rain, like, for the last couple of weeks.
That has felt like
And it's like, but yeah, it's a problem this morning.
Number 2.
In sports yesterday, we can cheer for Simone Biles. She secured her 3rd trip to the Olympics. Super easy U.S. trial. She's like, I'm Simone Biles, like, I got this. And then Jose Altuve, did y'all see the game yesterday? He got ejected. They were playing the Mets, of course. Smashed his bat through his helmet and when he was arguing with the ump. And then the team rallied behind him. They're like, don't do that to Jose. And they ended an 11-inning game 10-5. It's New York.
He never gets mad.
Well, it was justified.
But agreed. But, I mean, it's like you
if
never
he's mad,
see him
you know it's
mad.
Right. Yeah. You know he's right.
Exactly. And the top story trending in Texas.
Is it Hurricane Beryl?
Beryl?
Is that his name? B-E-R-Y-L?
I believe that's correct.
It's weird. As of 4 a.m. this morning, he had max sustained winds at 120 miles per hour. He's heading westward. A category 3. Is Beryl a man?
I guess.
I don't want to be named Beryl if your name's a woman.
Be a man.
That sounds like a big lady.
At the bottom of the barrel with these names.
Barrel. I think that's right where it came from. I know that's not true because Chris right now is Tropical Storm Chris.
Yeah,
Chris. He's in Mexico.
There's another one.
Beryl, though, is about to be an issue this morning. Everyone's watching him. Not good.
Okay.
Barrel. Mm. Heading our way, but we don't know. We just have to keep watching.
Who do we call to get in charge of naming storms?
Barrel.
Ooh.
I think we should. I think the morning bullpen should be in charge of naming the storms.
I don't want a storm named after me.
If they could come up with Barrel, I mean, come on, Barrel. We could do better than that. So that's what's trending here in Texas. Some of the top stories you're going to be hearing about all day today, and they're powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
We love celebrating you. We love being your cheerleaders. You got good news going on in your life. 713-881-5500. Just tell me your name and then tell me your good news.
This is Johanna from the Woodlands, and I have one more week of work, and then I'm getting married and going on a cruise.
Woo-hoo! Congratulations!
All right, so give me the 30-second version of your all's love story. How'd you meet and have this happen?
We knew each other growing up, but then he went to Oklahoma State and I went to A&M, and we both moved back to the Woodlands around the same time, even though he was a year older than me. Went to the same church, hung out with the young adult group, and then the rest is history.
I love it.
Thank you. We're super excited.
So give a shout out for your fiance.
Woo! I love you, Garrett. I'll tell him to listen.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Where are you going on your cruise?
We're going to Costa Maya and Cozumel in Mexico.
That's awesome.
Love it, love it, love it. All right. So for this good news, and I know you just got to get through the rest of the week at work, right?
Yes. Okay. One more week.
But what, you'll get there. You'll get there. Can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all. Pray for us, please.
Of course.
That's how it works. We love being your cheerleaders. We love celebrating your good news and even saying a prayer for you, too, as you get through this. All you have to do is tell us your good news. 713-881-5500 here on 100.3 The Bull. To squeeze in a week's worth of work in the next couple of days before everybody gets the holiday off. I think most people get the holiday off. I hope they get the holiday off.
Yeah, come on.
Good morning and welcome into the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Morning, Mo.
What's up?
Eric with a K also here. Morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Over the weekend, a friend that I hadn't seen in like 7 years came to town. He's in town on business.
Yeah.
And we got together on Friday night for dinner. Do you have those friends that, like, he and I used to be on the same cycling team?
Okay. I don't have any friends like that.
Yeah, no. But, that sounds awful.
But I'm just saying, he was not like a high school friend or anything like that. Okay. But we hadn't seen each other since, you know, moving to Texas. And I was, you know, hadn't been back to Kentucky and all this stuff. So, and we wound up talking for like 3 hours.
I love that. Catching up.
Yeah, just kind of catching up.
George can talk for 3 hours? What?
I know you're shocked by that. I know. How much he talked, that's still up for debate. But I talked for 3 hours. So how was the weekend for you, Mo?
Good. I left here on Friday and had a sailor's poo party at Chuck E. Cheese, which was torturous. But
you had what?
Her poo party. No more diapers, George.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
She called it her POOP party, but I don't want to say that.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Why can't you say poop?
Because I don't like that word.
It's what? Like, poo is okay and poop is bad.
It's the best I can do.
So I was at the poop party.
It's an extra P is what it is.
Eric came to the poo party.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I always, anytime somebody invites me to a poo party, I go.
I could see why.
It's a blanket yes. Anybody listening having a poo party, I am in. I love a good poo party.
I'm not sure Chuck E. Cheese, though, would like to be associated with something that we call a poo party.
They love a celebration, though. My kids had never been to Chuck E. Cheese, and so they were blown away by the experience.
Okay, can I just say one thing about this Chuck E. Cheese thing? Because I dropped by. Mm-hmm. We went to Taekwondo, and then I got the text from Mo, hey, I'm close to you at Chuck E. Cheese, and we're having the poo party. You want to come by? So I came by, and I have gone to Chuck E. Cheese 1,000 times in my life because I've got kids older than yours.
Right.
I walked in, and she had already beat me because she had booze in her hand. I didn't even know that Chuck E. Cheese sold alcohol.
That was like the first thing I looked at before I agreed to go. I was like, do I pack my own?
Do they have?
Do I have to bring a glass?
Is it a BYOB?
No, it's definitely not. But it could have been. They had White Claws and beer.
I was so mad.
Mid wine.
You were there for 4 seconds and already beat me at Chuck E. Cheese.
Showed it.
Mo knows how to do Chuck E. Cheese. If you need some advice, she can help you here. How was your weekend?
It was great. I mean, I was recovering still from 10,000 for the troops. Mm. Something happened. Can we talk about it here in a few minutes? Something happened that I feel really bad about. I feel super guilty about something that happened over my weekend.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay,
and can we'll talk about it in a few?
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up. how was your weekend? Let us know if you're up this morning and you're headed to work. 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Anytime a conversation starts from Eric saying, I feel so guilty about this, I'm all in. And good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. What are you feeling guilty about today?
Have you ever hurt your kids, George?
I'm sure I have.
Like on accident.
Oh, I thought you meant that they talked to a therapist about it.
Trauma?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's part of raising kids, right?
Exactly. It happens all the time with my own kids. And every single time, it scars me for life. This time, I accidentally hurt someone else's kid. And I feel even worse about it because it's not my own flesh and blood.
So you hurt a kid that's not your own. I think there are laws against that.
Yeah. I know. I shouldn't be laughing. But we went over to a friend's house and we got out the slip and slide. Mm-hmm. And Charlie, my 9-year-old, her and all the little girls were slipping and sliding all over the place. Mm-hmm. We were putting soap on it and they were having a blast.
That's right? Old school there,
yes,
baby. Yeah.
Exactly. So it felt like a beautiful Texas weekend. You know what I mean? I was just full of joy, just watching her play with her friends. And then the dad gets out the water balloons.
Uh-oh.
And the kids start playing with the water balloons. Right. And then the grown-ups take on the kids. And it's hilarious, right? And we all start nailing the kids with water balloons. Now, we're taking it easy on them because they're children.
Right.
Except for one moment when one of my daughter's friends was just, she was going right across the yard at full speed.
Uh-huh.
Full speed. And I grab a water balloon and I'm tracking her slowly. And I start to think, you know, throw the balloon where she's gonna be.
Right.
And I launch as hard as I can because I'm across the yard.
Right.
And somehow, by the grace of God, this water balloon hits her right in the face, George.
Oh.
Explodes. But then at that exact moment, mm-hmm. she steps on the slip and slide. And the impact from the balloon makes her go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, right.
And she then spins out, does like 360-degree spin, and lands face first in the muddy water.
Oh, Eric.
Around the slip and slide and gets up, and she is covered in mud. She is crying. And
Mr. Eric,
I didn't know whether to just die laughing or to go apologize to the little girl.
Well, I probably shouldn't be laughing either, but that was a great story.
I mean, the parents all turned on me at that point. It was we said no face hits. What are you doing? I didn't mean to be so good at throwing the water balloon.
I was going to say, who knew you were Tom Brady? Throw the ball where they're going to be. Yeah, exactly. You ever hurt somebody else's kid, Mo?
Never somebody else's, but I hurt my own all the time on accident.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Right? Isn't that fair?
Make me feel better. Tell me one story about hurting your own kid.
Pulling Sailor out of the pool by, you know, she puts her arms up and you pull her up by her arms and you feel a little... And then she's like, my arm hurts. I'm like, no, it doesn't, baby. You're fine.
You're fine. It's out of socket, but you're fine.
Like you said, Eric, it's by the grace of God. Like, just maybe they just needed to slow down for a minute.
You know what? Teach these kids to grow up and be tough out there. Right. So, 713-881-5500. How was your weekend? Here on the Morning Bullpen. All right, about 1 hour from right now, we give you the totals on how the internal competition wound up for $10,000 for the Truth, presented by Macon Chevy Cares.
This is all George has been looking forward to all weekend. Only thing he's thought about.
Let's talk about it.
On Saturday, he was like, okay, we're 2 days away from finding out who won the
contest. Two more sleeps!
I may or may not have a post already scheduled to go up on Facebook, but I'm just saying.
We had a great time. In case you didn't hear on Friday,
yes,
we wrapped up our 10,000 thank you cards for the troops presented by Mack Hyde Chevy Cares, and it was an amazing day.
Yes, we set out to collect 10,000 thank you cards for our troops in honor of the 4th of July. We had to cut y'all off at some point, and Friday was the day. Thank you so much for everyone that participated. You never let us down.
And everybody who showed up. I don't think we took time on Friday to thank every single person. We had salespeople showing up here.
Oh, my God.
They worked at the radio station. Yeah, we had friends and family all counting cards. So thank you to everybody who helped out in that way as well.
And here's something that I love is I think people are attracted to that energy.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to be here and they want to be part of that. And if you didn't get a chance to come in, I mean, honestly, we loved having everybody. We had the biggest crowd we've ever had in the studio.
Oh, absolutely.
It was
even
absolutely.
Nick Russo showed up, who does afternoons here. Yeah, he doesn't get up till lunchtime.
Yeah. He got up early to be here.
71,438.
438
is our final count.
Biggest ever.
Yes. Thank you so much. We had a blast. And now the cards are out of our hands.
Well, there may be people that wonder now what happens. Like, where do they go to? And we've always talked about the organization that we work with.
Yes, they're called Grammy's Cookie Convoy. They're based in Montgomery, and they're just a small little labor of love, if you will. Grammy is Marlene. She's not Grammy. It was her Grammy that this was all inspired by, and she helps us take those cards. She matches them with cookies, and she mails them off.
Well, actually, Grammy's was started in honor of my grandmother, who lost her only son in World War II. And then I became a teenager, whatever, when the Vietnam War happened, and I was remember being so devastated at the reception that our troops received when they came back home, and always thought, you know, there should be something we should be able to do, but, you know, being one person and being so young, I had no idea. So at one point in 2000, I met a young man that touched my heart and was about to be deployed, Michael Johnson, and so I thought, well, I'll send support to him, and hopefully I can make amends to what we didn't do for the troops that came back from Vietnam. And so anyway, it has grown from there, receiving a message from him that broke my heart about morale being low. And so I thought, well, I should be able to do something. And so this project began. And what y'all don't even realize is that the project began because my grandmother used to send me chocolate chip cookies when I was in college, and they were just awesome. But the best part of those chocolate chip cookies were the handwritten messages that my grandmother wrote with those cookies.
Yeah.
And I always dreamed, I thought it would be so great to have a handwritten message with each cookie, and God answers prayers. That's all I can say. And here y'all are.
Wow. Here we are. Providing her 71,000 cards. Actually, she splits them up now with Blue Star Moms.
Yes.
Which we'll get to. But, she's something else, isn't she?
The sweetest.
She's an angel.
We're lucky
I think
to have
she's
her.
An actual angel.
Yeah, I agree. The old Alabama song, Angels Among Us. I mean, I really think you're right there. So thank you all. Every single card counted and accounted for. And we see you out there. We appreciate every one of those cards that you sent in.
71,438. Yes.
That's what it was. 10,000 thank you cards for the troops. Presented by Mack Hyde Chevy Cares on 100.3 The Bull. It's time for the morning bullpen's jury duty. This is where we take five calls. Your opinion helps us get the verdict in today's dilemma.
Should George mute his phone in the work bathroom?
713-881-5500.
We do have a couple of juror spots open. 713-881-5500.
No, don't call.
Yes.
Don't call. Don't call and judge me. You don't know what I was going through.
Well, we do, actually. Eric, explain what happened.
Okay, so I ran back into the studio because I noticed George was in the bathroom. I saw your feet. And then I heard you watching Instagram videos out loud, volume on full blast.
It wasn't on full blast.
It was very loud.
It was the echo of the tiles in the bathroom. That's what made it seem louder.
And I ran back in. I go, No. George is watching videos, full blast volume, in the work bathroom, where everybody goes to the bathroom.
It was, I hate Instagram because if you click on, like you see something in the feed and you click on a reel, the sound is automatically on. So no matter what you do, so it wasn't my fault. You could have turned it off though.
You were continually watching it.
Well, but by then I was invested in the video. I was like, I need to know what's going on. So.
Listen, we all use our phones in the bathroom. I think that's pretty universal. But I think the rule should be mute your phone when you're in the work bathroom.
So the question is,
should George mute his phone in the work bathroom?
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Simple as that.
And you have to abide by whatever the jury says.
Whatever they say, I will abide by. Because again, our callers, your opinion helps us get our verdict this morning on the morning bullpen. Good morning. Tell us your name and your verdict this morning. Hello. Good morning. Tell us your name and your verdict.
You on the phone. Everybody say their name that's on hold right now.
Maybe we have a mime on the phone. Let's try Chris. Chris, good morning. Tell me your opinion, your verdict this morning on whether I should mute my phone in the bathroom.
Yes.
Thank you, Chris.
I think they know where this is going, Chris.
Do you judge people when you are in a public bathroom and you hear somebody watching videos on the toilet? Do you judge them?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay.
It wasn't anything bad that I was watching, Eric?
No. He was just distracting himself while he's in the bathroom. Okay. We all do it, but we all mute our phones, like common decency.
Even if you're playing a game, turn the sound off.
Y'all have too much time in the bathroom. Like, can't you just leave? Let's go.
So the question is, again, should George mute my phone in the bathroom? And the answer is, you know what? I don't think we need to go on.
Why not? You don't want to talk about your bathroom habits.
I don't think I want to hear people after people after people vote for this. So, Chris, thanks, man. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
It was jury duty where I see what you're doing here. One call, I think, says it all today. That's our verdict. I'll mute my phone in the bathroom. All right,
that's it. You win.
It's jury duty this morning. That's the duty. I did say duty, didn't I?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Incredible day on Friday. 71,438 cards collected for our troops.
No!
But we left here on Friday without settling the internal competition debate. Details on that coming up in 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Time for our 10-minute tune. You know how this works. Every day, we take one of your suggestions and Eric will turn it into a song, all in 10 minutes, but it has to start with your suggestion.
We have Mel on the phone in Tomball. Hey, Mel, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Sitting at a stoplight, three cars ahead of you. Light turns green. Cars one and two take off. Three just sits there on his phone and you're stuck. And all of a sudden, the light turns to orange and the guy in front of you takes off. By the time you get there, it's red again and you have to stop.
Yeah. And Mel, some of these stoplights are the quickest I've ever seen.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I like this one. I like this one a lot. So I feel Mel's frustration on this one. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you.
All right. Let's go to Michael and Katie. Hey, Michael, what should I sing about today?
You should sing about whenever you have to wake up earlier than your wife does for work. So I have to get up at 7 and she has to get up at 2.
2?
Yeah, she goes to work at 3 o'clock today.
Oh, man.
So I'm getting ready in the dark.
Oh, we know something about that.
Yeah.
All of us on the show get ready in the dark, trying to tiptoe around our partners.
You have to be careful. You have to be careful.
I mean, he has to listen to like 35 alarms.
That's a good point, too. And I always, always 100% of the time kiss my wife goodbye.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay. Aww. Okay. Not me. Evidently, I need to step up my game here. All right, Michael, I like this. Are your partner sleeping later than you? What do you do in that situation? Devin is on the phone in West Columbia. Devin, you have a suggestion for Eric today?
Yeah, it's time for the Harris County headlines.
Thank you.
Oh, it is. It's July 1st.
I thought I was the only one that was remembering it. Like, no one else was saying that?
No, I forgot completely. It is. It's the first of the month.
So what are some things that stand out to you, Devin? Do you have anything in mind?
No, I live in Brazoria County, so I rely on Eric to tell me everything that I need to know.
So you just observe from afar. Because when we do the Harris County headlines every month on the 1st, I Google Harris County and then filter the results just by the last month. And I find the weirdest headlines. So you're just watching Harris County and judging.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Devin, you come sit by me anytime. Yeah, we like that. All right, Devin, observing from a distance here. Are we doing Harris County then?
Oh, we got it, George. Okay. We have to.
Okay, all right. Listen, guys, Mel and the other calls.
Michael,
we appreciate y'all, but I think Eric's right. We got to do this. First of the month, Harris County headlines. What's going to stand out to them? We'll find out next on The Bull. Some good news going on in your world. We love to celebrate good news. The 810 Amen is coming up in 30 minutes. You can join us. We can feature your story. 713-881-5500. Time to find out what Eric has created today with our 10-minute tune suggestion. You know how it works. You call in, you make a suggestion, he creates a song and comes back and performs it all in 10 minutes.
And today's suggestion came from Devin in West Columbia.
Yeah, it's time for the Harris County headlines.
So what are some things that stand out to you, Devin? Do you have anything in mind?
No, I live in Brazoria County, so I rely on Eric to tell me everything that I need to know.
You know what? That's sad. That is sad.
He stays as far out of Harris County as possible. I get that.
I get it, too. He just watches and laughs. So Eric is back in the studio. Mm. All right.
How was June?
Yeah, how was it?
Sexy new beaver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
I'm glad we have that for content.
Yeah, and I'll explain in the song. Okay. I always do it in the style of Grundy County Auction.
All right, here we go. It's Harris County Headlines on the Morning Bullpen.
Well, I opened up my Harris County paper, and you would not believe what I read. Well, listen when I tell your friends and neighbors. In June, Harris County went mad. I read Astros getting some good luck. Hey, Storm Alberto, you suck. West Nile virus found in mosquitoes. A makeover at Bucky's. Folks whining about the heat. I read them once, read them twice. Houston, everything that I said is true. It's so nuts and unbelievable. The Morning Bullpen wouldn't tell you lies. These are the Harris County headlines.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Okay.
Nice representation there. I think you hit the highlights for June.
Yeah, not bad.
Those mosquitoes, yeah, man.
That was like one of the number... When I Googled it, it was one of the number one things that showed up.
Without a doubt. Tell me your kids are not eaten up with like mosquito bites.
Right now. Yeah. So bad.
Oh, yeah. It's tough.
They got that sweet, sweet blood, George.
Yeah. Devin in Brazoria County. I hope you're chuckling this morning because that was our 10-minute tune today. Remember, you get a chance to be part of this every morning. You can call us and tell us your suggestion. And if you love the song, then you can download it off our podcast. You can just find it on the Odyssey app. Just download AUDACY, find the Morning Bullpen podcast, click like, and you'll never miss a 10-minute tune. If you are with us on Friday, it was the last day of our 10,000 thank you cards for the troops presented by MacHyde Chevy Cares, and it ended with this. How many cards did Full Nation give to us this year?
We have 71,438 cards.
That was quite the day on Friday. I don't know about you all, but I was like emotionally like spent for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, oh, big feel time. That.
It was so amazing to be part of the energy that was here on Friday. So thank you to Grammy's Cookie Convoy, the Blue Star Moms, everybody who dropped off cards. We will never, I swear, never doubt you again. 71,438.
Yes!
All right, just get to
you.
It, George. Get
George,
to it.
Your alarm's been going off all weekend.
But one thing that we didn't get to on Friday because we were so in that moment is the internal competition that was going on. And we needed to find out who was our winner. Because
did we,
Mo,
Eric, no, did we need to find out?
We no, we didn't.
Answer.
We all know the
Eric
answer.
Won last year.
I did win last
did you?
Year.
Mo
yes.
won
Wait
the first year.
Let me yeah. get back at
So when collecting these thank you cards you for our troops, we asked people to put a G, an M, or an E on the outside of the box or the envelope to just let us know who's your favorite on the show.
Yeah.
Last year, I was the favorite on the show. This year, I think we know.
Why do you say that? I honestly don't know.
You drove to Belleville and picked up 10,500 cards from the sweetest lady, and she gave them all to you.
Yeah, Miss Marilyn.
Okay, so why have you? Do you just need this recognition to like sleep at night?
No. When I went to pick
up
the cards,
there's nothing honest about what you're saying about to say.
No, I'm being honest. When I went to pick up the cards, I didn't know if they would have like letters on them or not. I really didn't.
Right. Well, it didn't have a letter on it. She actually called.
Right.
She called the show,
later,
which I feel like you may have encouraged her to do.
But I did not.
Hey, Marilyn, call.
I did.
Make sure everyone knows that I get all 10,500. You got all 10,500, George.
So what was the final
number? Who's the favorite, Mo? It's a big
George
mystery.
George is the winner.
All right.
Yay, George. You are Marilyn's favorite.
Did I do this to you last year? I don't think I stole your joy when you won last year.
Really?
It happens,
Eric,
pretty
we'll
often.
Have to go back
you
want to
come over and just kick me in my surgically repaired knee?
You deserve it, George. You
yes,
do.
Yes, George.
And honestly, if you eliminated...
the 10,500.
Marilyn's 10,500. Mm-hmm. You'd still be the big winner.
You still won.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good, George.
Cheers.
We're proud of you, George.
Cheers to George. We couldn't do it without
you. Who finished
you.
Second?
I finished second. Eric was in third.
That's why he's so mad. That's why he's so mad.
Just move on. Can I read you a letter that I got, though? I did get a letter.
If that's going to help you feel better, then that's what I'm here for.
It is. My fragile ego.
Yes. I work with two awesome dudes.
Please give me
this.
Let's
go, Eric.
Give me this. I got a letter, George.
Okay.
It says, Eric, you are my favorite from the morning bullpen. But it did not start that way. As is common knowledge, you are the newest member of the trio. Mm. George was my favorite before you came along.
What? Are you joking right now?
That's what it
says. Okay, let's go.
Through the years of listening to y'all on the radio every morning on my way to work, I have grown to like you the most now. Your 10-minute tunes are one of my favorite parts of the day. You have made some that I would love to be able to purchase. Your dedication to your family and the show is inspiring.
I agree with all that. I do agree.
That doesn't help him, George. You're the clear winner here.
Yes, you crushed, George.
Thank you, everybody, for the cards. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I was surprised. Like, there were times that people came in and they were like, oh, these are for... And I had no idea.
Yeah, so, you deserve it, though. You put your whole heart into 10,000 for the troops this year. You know, I put my cards in your name as well, George.
Mm-hmm. This is really fun, guys.
Thanks. I was going to say.
It's cute. You guys want to hug?
No. He's already stolen the joy.
Pat each other's backs anymore? Grab each other's feet, maybe?
Why are you blaming me?
She started this, George.
You want to know what else Eric did?
I'm the favorite, okay? Go away.
You know what else Eric did first thing this morning? He took down all of the cards out of the studio.
Oh, we got to get them out of here, George. We got to give joy to other people. Stop hoarding joy.
You stealer of joy is what you are.
Look at me. Why are you blaming me? She started this.
Alcohol. We should be on vacation right now.
I was going to say, you thought we were emotionally spent this weekend. I think we're still running on empty this morning. So thank you.
I take my cards back.
We love you, Bull Nation.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Melissa's in top ball today, and she's ready to take on Mo, try to get $100. Here's what you got to do, Melissa.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Melissa, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is. All right, Melissa, tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started for you.
Bye, Mo.
Bye, sister. Good luck.
All right. Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now.
Okay.
Question number one. Shooter Jennings recently found a treasure trove of unheard recordings from his dad. Can you name who his dad was?
Waylon Jennings.
Question number two. Ben Affleck's wife hinted that she may do a country album to help bolster her music career. Who's his wife?
Jennifer Lopez.
Question number three. In 1993, Sammy Kershaw was top of the charts, singing that she was the queen of his what?
Double wide trailer.
Question number four. These two country stars, the first duo to ever coach on The Voice, just announced they won't be back next season. Can you name them?
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
Okay, and question number five. Which Hank Williams Jr. song came first? All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down or All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight?
All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against today because Melissa is taking it to her.
Melissa, that was really fast. What happened?
She did all right. She started off really strong, but she missed a couple, so she got three out of the five.
Admirable. Let's do this.
All right. Here we go, Mo. Question number one, because I think there's some Mo's going to struggle with here.
You do that on purpose. Let's go.
Question number one. Shooter Jennings recently found a treasure trove of unheard recordings of his dad. Uh-huh. Who's his dad?
Waylon Jennings.
What?
Wow.
Very nice.
That's idiotic.
She's heard his name. I guarantee she couldn't name one song.
No, absolutely not.
One to one.
Let's go.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck's wife hinted she may do a country album to help bolster her music career. Who's his wife?
Wait. Jennifer Lopez?
Jenny from the block. Wait,
are they married?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're married.
Like, it's on and off.
It is.
You know what? Divorce rumors are going around, so who knows?
2-2
Question number three. Mm-hmm. In 1993, Sammy Kershaw was top of the charts singing about she's the queen of my what?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
I think I do, but I don't know.
You want to take a guess?
No, about a trailer. But
tell her what it was, Melissa.
Is a queen
double wide trailer.
Yes, dang it.
She's the queen of my double wide trailer.
I can hear the song.
I like it.
Melissa, that means you're winning now 3-2
Question number four, Mo.
Mm-hmm.
These two country stars, the first duo to coach on The Voice, just announced they're not coming back next season. Name them.
They're Dan and Shay.
That is correct. It is Dan and Shay.
Not Blake and Gwen, Melissa. Okay, so now you're tied again, 3-3
Final question, Mo.
Okay.
Which Hank Williams Jr. song came first? All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down, or All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight?
Well, I didn't know the first one was even a song, so I'm going to guess that that's a very old one. And that one came first.
Actually, you would be right. All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down was the first of the Rowdy Friends song. You are correct.
Original.
Oh, Melissa, I'm so sorry. The final score was 4-3 Mo protected her money again.
It was a good one.
Yeah, you did. You put up a good fight today. You know what you got to say to get out of here, though?
I'm Melissa from Tomball, and Mo knows country.
She does, and we'll give you a chance to play. Tomorrow morning, 8:20 will be the next chance to take $100 on Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.